Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, for a fourth straight week, we have a new team at the top of the Big 12 football power rankings. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports, and we're grateful you're here on the show. Thank you for joining us, whether it's on the radio, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on the podcast. Thank you. Hit that thumbs up. Subscribe. We appreciate you being a part of the show. So let's get right to it. Who is the new number one in this week's Big 12 football power rankings? It is the Kansas State Wildcats. That's right. K-State dominating Arizona last week, and they jump up to number one in the power rankings this week from number six. That's how dominant they were against Arizona, outrushing them 235-56, crushing them in the trenches. And here's how I do the power rankings, by the way. It's not a predictor of what's to come in the Big 12. It's what have you actually done. And for Kansas State, not only did they dominate Arizona, their Tulane road win looks even better. Tulane, we knew, was a good team, but they almost upset Kansas State, and they had Oklahoma in a one-score game late in that one. Now, you might say, well, OU might not be that good because OU is in a one-score game with Houston. But either way, you're on the road against Oklahoma. You got OU in a one-score game late in it, so I'm going to give you credit for that. So the Tulane win keeps looking better for Kansas State. They demolish Arizona on Friday night in Manhattan, and I am moving Kansas State up to number one in this week's Big 12 football power rankings. At number two, I've got the UCF Knights jumping up from number eight. See, my power rankings are interesting. Unlike most people, they're so boring. A team moves one spot here, one spot there. It's more of a predictor than it is what you've actually done. Well, UCF goes on the road in Big 12 play, first Big 12 game of the season. They erase a three-score deficit. They come back. They beat TCU to move to 1-0 in Big 12 play. And what did they do? They wore down the Horned Frogs. And that is going to happen to a lot of teams when they play UCF. When you got that running attack and a 260-pound horse at quarterback, that's going to happen to a lot of teams. You better hope you're up big against UCF. If not, they will wear you down. So UCF comes in at number two in my power rankings this week, and it is well-deserved, jumping up from number eight. I told UCF fans, I had them like at 12, I think, in week two, and they were freaking out. I said, guys, I picked you to win to get to the Big 12 championship game. Not win it, but I picked you to get to the Big 12 championship game. I don't magically think you're the 12th best team in the Big 12, but it's what you've actually done. And they had two very soft games to open up the season, but now you get a road win against TCU, who had a solid road win against Stanford. I'm going to give you credit for it. It's one of the better wins in Big 12 play, or just in the Big 12 in general, and UCF is now number two. At number three in my power rankings, I have Utah. Now, they won. They beat Utah State, but they didn't look great, especially early in the game. You've got Isaac Wilson in at quarterback for the injured Cam Rising. I'm moving him down one spot from number two just because of the uncertainty around that quarterback position. But Utah is still very much in play to win this Big 12. But listen, they're not winning the Big 12 with Isaac Wilson. I have no problem saying that. And it's not even a controversial take. Utah will not win the Big 12 without Cam Rising. That is indisputable. And I don't think that should be all that controversial. They really do need him back as soon as possible. Preferably, you know, Oklahoma State this weekend. At number four in the power rankings is Oklahoma State. Yes, we've got the Cowboys in that number four spot, down one from number three. Now, you might say, hey, how are you moving Oklahoma State down when they just hammered Tulsa? Well, the Razorbacks didn't exactly light it up against UAB. They struggled mightily in that game. So the Arkansas win looks less impressive. And, you know, it's more about what the teams in front of them have done at this point. That's what it's really about. It's not as much an indictment on Oklahoma State. And heck, some people said that I had Oklahoma State too highly ranked last week when I had them at number three after they snuck out of there with a win against Arkansas. So I've got them at four this week. At number five, the Arizona State Sun Devils. Now, they're down from the top spot to the number five spot. They are 3-0. Arizona State is still, to me, the story of the Big 12 Conference. They took care of Texas State on the road. And by the way, that game was projected to be a close game. Arizona State was like a two-point favorite. So it was a close game, and that's how it played out. But here's the thing. Their wins look less impressive by the week. Mississippi State does not look like a good win. The Bulldogs lost to Toledo last week. And Wyoming, their week one win, looks less impressive than it did 2 weeks ago. Wyoming stinks. I mean, they are getting smoked by everybody they play. They got blown out by BYU this past weekend. So, once again, Arizona State's the story of the Big 12, but the resume has looked weaker as the weeks have gone on. So I bump them from number one down to number five this week. Still, amazing story. At number six, Iowa State. They were four last week. They didn't play. Early season bye week. Arkansas State coming up this Saturday. So kind of a ho-hum stretch here for Iowa State. Back in the saddle. And I've got them at number six this week in the power rankings. At number seven, BYU hangs tough there in the seventh spot they were in last week. Dominate Wyoming. The defense, speaking of dominating, is doing just that. Thus far, it's been a lot of fun to watch. And while it hasn't been the toughest of non-conference schedules, that all changes this weekend. You got K-State coming to your house, late night game in Provo, Big 12 season kicks off. Man, that is going to be a lot of fun. So that is suddenly a very sneaky good game to watch in the Big 12. BYU comes in at number seven. All right, let's move on. At number eight. The TCU Horned Frogs, down from five, they fall to eight. So they looked like the more complete team against UCF. But then the second half unfolded, and they completely fell off the rails. And as Sonny Dykes said after the game, it is just hard to slow these guys down. It is really difficult. You know, you try to slow them down. You try to slow down all those backs, that three-headed monster they've got, and eventually they're going to get to you. But this is such a gut punch of a loss for TCU, where Sonny Dykes is like, all right, I got to make 2023 a distant memory. We went 5-7. I'm a year removed from getting to a national championship. I've got to get this thing back on track. And unfortunately, this is the worst possible start. You would have rather been blown out by three scores and not have it be close than have this kind of a lead and then blow it in the second half at home in front of a sold-out crowd in Fort Worth. That is just colossally brutal way to start the season for Sonny Dykes. Now, at number nine, I've got the Baylor Bears. Baylor was 11 last week. They are slowly moving up. We might be overlooking the Bears a little bit. It's Air Force, but it was dominant, and you got to like how Dave Aranda has the defense humming under his play calling. But more interestingly, there could be a quarterback battle brewing in Waco. Let's see how that plays out between Daquan Finn and Sawyer Robertson. And that is just something to watch here as Big 12 play gets underway for the Bears against Colorado. At number 10, West Virginia stays in that same spot. What a blown opportunity for Neil Brown and the Mountaineers against Pittsburgh. And I gave you this stat during the reaction show on Sunday, which if you missed it, that's why you got to subscribe to the channel and to the show. West Virginia has lost three games over the last three seasons where they had a 94% probability of winning the game. Like mid-game, they've got a 94% chance to win and they lose the game, including Saturday against Pittsburgh, a game they led by 10. That's on the coaching staff. That is indisputably on the coaching staff for West Virginia. And our own Matthew Postens wrote a post this week about it, about how West Virginia is in a very difficult spot with Neil Brown. Because from what we can gather, West Virginia fans want him out, but that is easier said than done. At number 11, the Houston Cougars, up one spot to from number 12. Houston's in the win column. They blast Rice on Saturday. So they played OU tough last week. They lost to UNLV, which doesn't look like all that bad of a loss in hindsight. So things are progressing for Willie Fritz in year one. Now, conference play against Cincinnati coming up this weekend. At number 12 on the power rankings, Arizona, falling from 10 to 12. They showed up in the old Big 12. They got completely manhandled. And it is hard to see, as talented as this team is, you look at it and you say to yourself, is there anything there in the trenches? Do you have what you need in the trenches if you're Arizona? And I can't come to the answer right now of yes. The offensive line is ahead of the defensive line for Arizona. There's no doubt about it. They've dealt with some injuries there. But you have got to get better play out of both of those lines if this Arizona team is going to get to where people think they can get to, and that is a Big 12 championship game. I never bought into it. I predicted they would go 5-4 in Big 12 play, and Arizona fans crushed me for that. But right now, that's what this team looks like. This team is more similar to Colorado than it is Kansas State, Utah, or Oklahoma State right now. They got some flashy, really talented skill position players, and it's not clear to me there's enough there to win consistently at this level. So Arizona's number 12. At number 13, speaking of Colorado, there they are. At number 13, up a spot from 14, they took care of Colorado State on Saturday, and Travis Hunter did something that has not been done since Kansas State's Kevin Lockett back in 1996. 100 receiving yards, two touchdowns, and one interception. That's an incredible stat line, and it does tell you what a talented player Colorado is, or Travis Hunter is for Colorado. The guy's a lot of fun to watch, but they still have to prove it against much better competition than North Dakota State and Colorado State. So I've got Colorado at 13, at number 14 in the...
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Power rankings this week, the Cincinnati Bearcats. They are up 1 from 15, and they beat Miami of Ohio. That was one of the games I told you to bet this week, Cincinnati minus 3. It comes 1 week after blowing a 20-point lead against Pittsburgh. So the Bearcats have an FCS win. They got a Group of Five win. But now it's time for Scott Satterfield to start racking up some Big 12 wins. And that starts Saturday when they take on Houston. At number 15 in the power rankings, I've got the Texas Tech Red Raiders. They are up from 16. They rip North Texas. They score 50-plus in the first half. Kudos on them. And also, I'll say this about Texas Tech. The Washington State loss from the week prior doesn't look as bad because Washington State went out and beat Washington this past week. So doesn't change the fact that they were never in the game against Washington State. But I'm just saying, when you're splitting hairs at the bottom of the power rankings, that is something to note. And then at number 16, dead last in the power rankings this week in the Big 12, the Kansas Jayhawks, down from 13. Kansas is now 1-2. And they lose to UNLV, and Jalen Daniels looks like a shell of himself at quarterback. It doesn't just look like rust, it looks like something more. They missed the offensive play calling. The guy, of course, went to Penn State. I always butcher his name. I'm going to try to get it right this time. Andy Koltunicki. He's gone. Jeff Grimes is in. And Baylor fans will tell you all you need to know about how much they miss or don't miss Jeff Grimes at Baylor. So the offense is still trying to figure itself out and find itself. But the reality is for Kansas, they right now have one win against a bad FCS opponent, and they come in last in this week's power rankings. So there you go. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We appreciate you being here on the show as always. Thank you for joining us. Let me grab some of your comments here. This is from AJM. UCF, best running game in the conference. Good on you. Yes, it is. Maybe the best running game in the country. Pete, if Oklahoma State beats Utah, do you move us to number one? Probably. Although Kansas State goes on the road and beats BYU, that's going to be a pretty good win as well. So depending on how things play out, yeah, entirely possible. Let's see. If Kansas State was big compared to Arizona, wait until Utah sees Oklahoma State's size. Utah's got some hogs there. It'll be interesting to see. Pete, how about Big 12 teams getting into the playoffs? Right now, it's really SEC heavy. I'm not worrying about that right now. Let's get a couple of weeks into the season conference play before it plays out any further. Pete, always interesting to hear the power rankings. Not an easy thing to do. You can shuffle teams in this league and not be far off. Good stuff. That's the thing. And that actually leads to my next topic here. That is a spot-on point. The Big 12 is playing out, and it's early, but it's playing out exactly as we expected it to, and that is with a ton of parity. We are going to get exactly what we thought we were going to get in the Big 12 Conference this year. If UCF and TCU was any indication of what's to come in the Big 12, this season is going to be freaking nuts. So now let me get to this. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. Thank you for being here. Subscribe. We appreciate that. Hit the thumbs up. Leave that 5-star rating and review on the podcast as well. The Big 12 fan is getting screwed because of the parity in this league. The Big 12 fan is getting railroaded by the television networks. If you didn't see this on Monday of this week, it was announced the week 5 kickoff times. You know, every Monday we get this information from the league, which comes by way of ESPN and Fox. Well, here's the problem for the Big 12. There's only one game for week 5, which is Saturday, September 28th, where we know the kickoff time. One game. We've got one game we know the kickoff time for week 5. It's Arizona and Utah, 9:15 Central Time kickoff next Saturday. Every other game on the schedule, the other six Big 12 games, are part of the six-day selection window. What does that mean? What that means is that all these other games are going to be decided Saturday night, early Sunday morning, as to when they will kick off. That's right. You're hearing that correctly. It's ridiculous. I get in mid-November when they're like, hey, we're going to wait for the six-day selection window. We're not sure who's going to beat who. We don't know which game is going to be best. We don't know which game we want to put in prime time. So we're going to wait to see how the game plays out. And then we'll decide on Saturday night, Sunday morning, when the next week's game kicks off. I get it in November. But the fact that the TV networks are doing this to the Big 12 fan in September is ludicrous. Now, you'll sit there, or some will sit there and say, hey, this is the price you pay. These teams are getting tens of millions of dollars from these networks. You got to play ball. Well, the NFL plays ball, but to a degree. You know, you can't flex NFL games until week 12, which means the schedule is set through week 11. The days, the kickoff times, nothing changes. So you can actually have a life, you know? You can actually, like, plan your life more than 6 days in advance because you don't know when your favorite team's going to be playing football on a given Saturday. That is ridiculous. And the fact that we're sitting here having to talk about six-day selection windows for September 28th games is insane, and we're doing it for six out of seven Big 12 games. What a slap in the face that is to the fan. And here's the problem. It's not like this is a one-off. The Big 12 is going to be like this all season long because of the parity in this league and the fact that you don't really know week to week what the best game is going to be because you can't predict this conference on a week-to-week basis. But this is where the teams don't have the stones to do it because they're just like desperate for the money. They're not going to stand up to ESPN or Fox. But I do think that the conference can play a role here. And Brett Yormark, who clearly has a great relationship with these TV networks, he cut the line for the Pac-12 deal. He knows for the Big 12 deal, he cut the line beating the Pac-12 to a television deal for the Big 12. He knows what he's doing. He's got a great rapport with these guys. He has got to get in their ear at some point and say, in the best interest of our fans, I know you guys don't know what's the best game yet, what's not the best game, but in the interest of our fans, you can't be putting six or seven games in the six-day selection window in late September. That is completely ludicrous. And it's entirely unfair to our fans who support this game and support these teams. And by the way, without these fans, no one's making any money. Let's be very clear. Without you, there is no $30 million a year deal for Baylor and Houston and TCU and Oklahoma State and Kansas State and everybody in the conference top to bottom. That money's not there without the fan. So I get it. We're running a business at ESPN and Fox. And we want to put the best teams in the best spots, and we just don't know who the best Big 12 team is. There's no blue blood in the Big 12, so we're kind of going week to week. So we're going to kind of piecemeal this together week by week throughout the 2024 college football season. No. Now, I'm not sitting here hoping and thinking there's going to be some magic wand someone's going to wave to change this, but I do think the conversation needs to begin now because the sooner it starts, the sooner it might have a chance to end. If not, we are going to be playing this game all season. Every single week, there's going to be a majority of games in the six-day selection window, and you're not going to know until 6 to 7 days before the game when your team's playing the following week, which is like you just can't live. You just can't have a life. I mean, if you've got any life outside of college football, and I don't have much of one, but I got enough of one, like barely enough of one, where even I think this is ridiculous. With three little kids running around the house, my big thing is who's crawling on my face and which game is that happening during. So, like, I'll be all right, and I know many of you will as well, but for those of you who are in that part of life where you're tailgating, you're going to games, you're trying to visit friends, family, get back for a weekend, see your alma mater, this is unsustainable. You're trying to book flights for trips, this is unsustainable. And if the NFL can get itself in a situation where they say, hey, NBC, Fox, CBS, no flexing till week 12. College football should be able to do that. But part of the problem here is there's no commissioner. There's no one who's standing up on behalf of all the conferences and all the teams and saying, guys, you've got some leverage here. I know you all think that you're just pawns in the game of ESPN and Fox, and you organically and naturally have no backbone, but you've got some leverage here. Look out for your fans. And a fair compromise would be, you know what? No flexing of games, no six-day selection window nonsense until November. Set the schedule. I would set the schedule for the entire year, just like the NFL does. And then in November, if you want to possibly flex a game, move it around, move it into prime time, have that conversation, do it in November down the home stretch of the regular season. But September and October should be hands off. Set the schedule, let the chips fall where they may, and move on. That's what the conferences need to start pushing back on. That's what they've got to do. William Jasper writes here, your mark also needs to tell Fox to actually send announcers to the stadiums as well. The FS1 game has a remote broadcast and it's garbage. I did notice that. I think it was on the Arizona State game a couple of weeks ago. That's pretty cheap. That is pretty cheap, not going to lie. But COVID kind of normalized that to some degree. You just don't get the same feel, though, as when, of course, the guys are actually, you know, at the game that they're calling. There's something to be said for that. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. Thanks you for being here and joining us as a part of the show. As always, we appreciate you. Make sure you hit that thumbs up below the video and subscribe to us on the podcast as well. Have a great rest of the day. We've got a ton more content coming your way. Subscribe to our forums if you haven't done that yet. And we'll talk to you soon. Go Big 12.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.